talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in.
500,000 Lagosians.
720,000.
970,000.
Over 1 million Lagosians. They know that if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Well done, Sandra, and all you do. Going beyond the headlines and focusing on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
Hello, Lagos. Good afternoon. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. First hard fact of the day: Evans, the kidnapper, must refund one of his victims. That's the judgment from a Lagos State High Court in a civil suit. The court awarded the victim €233,000. Which was the ransom that their family paid. They now also awarded the victim 50 million naira in damages. Second hard fact of the day: the prosecution has rested in its case against Drambi Vandi, the policeman accused of killing Bolanle Rahim. Now it's the turn of the defense. We're hearing that the defense wants to file a no case submission. What that basically means is that the defense wants to claim that the prosecutor did not prove a case. I'm going to keep updating you on that case. If you witness a story, remember to say something about it. Call our newsroom directly on 01465-7175. 01465-7175. Thank you for tuning into the show today. I've got a great show for all 1 million of you. Let's talk about the president's speech on the Naira note crisis. Oh yes, I know. You've been talking about it all day. Let's talk about it a bit more. Then let's talk about Governor Sanwo-Olu ordering businesses to honor the old notes. Confusion, Otilo. I'm sure I said that wrong. What does Otilo mean, by the way? Should I say confusion, yakata? Anyways, our final story will go to Edo State, where the government is accusing Oshomole of inciting protests. At 4 o'clock, we will bring you eyewitness with Chukwudi Ezugu, and after eyewitness, we'll bring you the latest election stories on today's road to 2023, road to February 25th. On the step down, let's talk some more about parental curses. We started this conversation on Tuesday. I'm asking you, do parental curses work? Should parents be able to do it? As a parent yourself, what is it that your child could do that would make you curse them? And is it a one-way street, or can children also lay curses on their parents? That conversation after the news at 6 to take the air. Expect news, business and sports at the top of the hour, every hour. But let's get started with today's Big Three. Lagos, I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
This is the Big Three.
The Big Three
on Hard Facts.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Did President Buhari admit to violating the CBN's autonomy? Can a governor order the public to ignore the CBN on monetary policy? Will letting the old 200 naira notes back into circulation make a difference? Those are the Big Three. Lagos, let's talk. President Buhari has ordered the CBN to reintroduce the old 200 naira notes until the 10th of April. That's our first story. It's a story that you heard at 7 a.m. this morning, and you've probably talked about quite a bit today. But I want us to talk about it as well right here on Hard Facts. The president addressed Nigerians today, finally, 13 days after giving us 7 days. He told us, oh, let's give him 7 days. He will come and talk to us. And the biggest takeaway was that order on 200 naira notes. But before we get into the specifics on that, let's talk about where the order is coming from. Can we do that? Does the president have the right to give such an order to the central bank, because Lagos, the CBN by law is autonomous and independent, like INEC. It doesn't answer to the president on monetary policy. In fact, monetary policy shouldn't come from the president. He or she is in charge of fiscal and economic policy, not monetary policy. But in that speech, President Buhari said over and over that he was in charge of monetary policy. He said that he approved the Naira redesign. He approved the original deadline. He approved the 10-day extension. And now he is the one ordering Emefiele to return the old 200 Naira notes to circulation. And I'm wondering what you think about that. Because in the strict legal sense, did the president just admit to violating the CBN Act and getting the CBN governor to violate it too? Then let's come to the political standpoint. What does this mean? Because you've had Bola Tinubu, Nasser El-Rufai, other APC leaders accusing the presidency of being behind this policy, using this policy to frustrate Tinubu. Did the president just tell them, yes, it's me. I'm in my house. Come and beat me. Is that what we heard this morning? Now, let's talk about the order itself. It's interesting that the president only gave the grace for 200 Naira notes. I found that interesting. I was talking about it with my husband when we were watching this speech. What do you think is behind this? Is it because 200 Naira notes are more likely to be in the hands of everyday Nigerians than in the hands of politicians, for example? Do you think so? And if that's the case, I want to ask a question. When you started returning your old notes to the bank, what percentage of them were 200 Naira notes? And what percentage were 500 Naira and what percentage were 1,000? Just help me do the math, because I'm trying to... I looked for the data and I couldn't find it. So I'm going to use you for research. What percentage of the money you returned to the bank was 200 Naira? What percentage was 500? What percentage was 1,000? Because the answer to that question goes a long way to determining whether today's order will make a difference to everyday people or not. All day, I've been trying to get statistics about the cash in circulation by denomination. I want to find out what percentage of cash in circulation last year was 200 Naira notes. That's what I'm trying to find out. I can't find this data on the CBN website or the other statistics sites that I use. I'm guessing that banks must track that for themselves as part of their cash management, I'm guessing. So if you're a banker, you can also come and whisper it to me. Tell me how far. I wonder if they specifically save or pull out those statistics. I don't know. If you work in banking and you have that data, Biko, tell us about it. Because again, I want to answer the question of, will this, let's leave it at 200 Naira thing, will it make a difference to everyday people? What percentage of 200 Naira, 500 Naira, 1,000 Naira did you return when you were returning your old notes to the bank? 0700993993993. How do you see the president's decision? Do you believe he admitted to violating the law by ordering the CBN to execute this policy? Will extending the deadline on 200 Naira notes make a difference? 01465-7190. That's for women. 0700-993-993-993. Hello, thanks for calling us.
Hello, good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
Yeah, this Friday from Ibeleri.
Welcome, Friday.
You know that before we return the Naira load to the bank, Sandra,
mm-hmm.
We have more 1,000, then followed by 500. It is not that we have a problem that we now load that we have 50 Naira load.
Mm.
Sandra, do you know that last week, Tuesday, my friend went to the bank to withdraw about 10,000 naira.
Mm-hmm.
Then they dropped 50 naira loot on the table for him.
Mm.
They say he should select the one he can select.
Mm.
At the end of the day, he was able to select 3,000 naira loot on 50 naira.
Mm.
And after that 53,000, he ended up not spending 450 naira out of it.
Why?
Because they were totally condemned.
Oh.
See, Sandra, the question I want to ask, look at the three governors that took the central bank to court. They are all northerners. Why is it that in the north there is no...
They are not all northerners. We have southern governors who have joined as well.
Okay, they have joined them, but the three major...
You can't say the three major because you have other governors who have joined.
Well, they were the one that started it, Erufai, Yaya Bello, and the governor of Nasarawa.
Now you have southern governors who have joined, so that point no longer stands.
Sandra, for me, I am with the president on this.
Okay.
I am with the president because even if still on campaign ground now, people are sharing all this rice, indomie, and all the rest.
But when you went to return money to the bank, what you were returning was 1,500, ba?
1,500.
All right. Thank you very much for calling 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
How you doing? What's your name, ma'am?
I'm fine. No. How are you?
I'm okay.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
This is Joy.
Welcome, Joy.
When we returned this morning, the 1,500 were much.
Okay.
Then let's say out of 100%, that 200 naira note were just 5%. So already, Sandra, we are short of that 200 naira for a long time.
Okay.
Even the 100 naira. 50 naira. That's why the bank will return condemned money for you that you cannot use.
Okay.
So this policy that I said, pump 200 naira outside, it cannot go a long way.
Okay.
Except maybe they print new one. This one that they are short of paper, what will they use to print it? It will not help anything, Joe. Okay. Thank you.
All right, Joy. Joy says it will not help anything. We've got Frank on the line. Hi, Frank.
Hi, Sandra. About that policy, I think that particular that policy is subject to the president's approval. Yes, it's for the CBN to make that policy, but they need to get the approval of the president. So I don't think I think you should, maybe the lawyers in the house or listening can call in to confirm. The president needs to approve of it. You can't just, because of your CBN governor, just say, oh, today we want to change the money and you go ahead and do it. No, you need the president's approval to do it. That was why he owned up and said, okay, I accepted it. I did this because he gave the approval. As a CBN governor, yes, it's your prerogative. You have to decide, but you cannot just throw it into the society like that. You have to take approval from the boss, which is the president. If I can also... say something here, Sandra. The governors are running from pillar to pole, and what this just shows us is most of these guys that we appreciate and we hear are just bunch of cowards, and I'm not ashamed to call them hypocrites. You know, obviously, like, again, the president have owned up and said, this is my policy, this is what I want to do, and I have stated reasons why he wants to do that. But yet you see them going around, this, if you want to talk to me, talk to me. They leave the president, be shouting on a mayfield. It is that one that they have power to beat. It is that one they have strength to call on printable names. They feel, oh, now they're their power. The man is telling you, he have come out today again and said, now me talk to him. This is it. Okay, since there's confusion, let's do it at 200. Yet, they are just shouting on the mayfield because, oh, this man no get power now. He doesn't have army, Abi. It just shows how these guys are, these politicians that we respect. They are human beings like us. They said they fear. That is why you see them running giri-giri from one media house to the other, trying to defend nonsense. Oh, they say, oh, it's not our APC policy. It is Buhari. Which one is not APC's policy? It's Buhari's policy. Is Buhari not the leader of your party? Sandra, bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you for calling. Femi is joining us from the U.S. Hi, Femi. Femi, are you there?
Yeah, I'm there, Madam Sandra. I'm here.
Welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, Madam Sandra, please, I'm in support of the I would like to concur with the last caller.
Okay.
I so much agree with what he said.
Mm.
I'm in support of the president on this stand, because these so-called governors, what were they doing? Were they blind when people were shot at Lekki Toll Gate? Did they take anybody to court? They didn't take anybody to court. They didn't even say anything. Even our rubber stamp National Assembly, they didn't take any action on that matter. Now, because this issue impacts them directly, that is why they are running a scatter. That's my contribution. Thank
all
you
right,
so much.
Femi, thank you very much for calling to contribute. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
How are you doing? What's your name, sir?
Yes, my name is Babaji.
Welcome, Babaji. Go ahead.
Honestly, Mr. President, we voted for the president. We didn't vote for the Indian governor.
Mm-hmm.
So, like the question you asked, Sandra, the president, without the approval of the president, is null and void.
That's not true.
No, let's ask the lawyer. I'll be listening to very senior lawyers. Existing status. We know there is independence of the CBN. But, okay, let me ask a question. Can the president fire the CBN?
Yes.
He can fire the CBN?
Yes.
Okay. So, and he don't need the approval of the president, you are saying?
The president can terminate the contract of the CBN governor. He, of course, needs to do it with the National Assembly. We saw it happen with Sanusi under Jonathan.
Yeah, but what I'm trying to tell you, Ma, what I listened to Chief Michael Zekuma said it, that even with the independence of the Central Bank of Nigeria, it's an agency of the federal government.
Yes.
So anything he does, there must be an approval.
On monetary policy? No.
On monetary,
policy? No.
Yes, approval. That was why, Ma.
On monetary policy, Babaji? No.
Let me just conclude.
Okay.
That was why Minister of Finance, you remember, you journalists, you guys, you asked Minister of Finance then, that are you aware of the policy? The Minister of Finance said no. And the Central Bank Governor said, I got approval from President, you don't need to be aware because of the independence I have. You know, that is by the way. 200, I asked the question this morning in another platform. I don't know, like what you said. You said something very valid. Because when you printed 200, 500, 1,000 in that sequence, you don't, like 5 to 200, you will not print 1,000. And people ask questions, we don't have enough 200 in circulation. My thinking is that it's like it's a lower denomination. If you go to the hands of the beggars, if you see Naira, you can tell Naira, you will find it in the hand of the beggars because of the inflation. That is why you are having more of 1,000. That was why Professor Shasoludo then, when he said he's going to remove 00 from the money, like the way Ghana, you know, did their own, they removed the zero so that our highest currency will be 20 Naira or 200 Naira. But the same politician said, no, they don't want it. So the way they are going to do it, I don't understand. Unless they print another 200, because we would not have...
No, it's the old 200s that are coming back into circulation now. When you go for all one bed, maybe 200 they used to spray a lot. So that one day...
That one already day,
you know. So to bring it back into circulation, well, I mean, let me not make any assumptions, to be honest with you. We've got Duncan on WhatsApp who says, considering all the legal angles and implications, the president's address carried, it's clear that Buhari was just being political, even to the extent that he has even taken ownership of all the wahala that resulted, consequent on this new Naira policy, while pretending that Nigerians would be completely ignorant of all these misgivings emanating from his bullying everyone. I guess he has elected to leave office on a note of infamy. Buhari has always been my man, but on this, he has run foul of natural justice. All right. Thank you for your message, Duncan. Randison from Lokoja says, the president's approval of the usage extension of 200 Naira note will end up not making much of a difference because we already had shortage of the 200 Naira notes. Buhari just swabbed us this morning. What does that mean, swabbed us? We've got, you didn't leave your name, but you say the decision of the president is expected. Nigerians must learn to live with it. Let's support the CBN. It has more merit than demerits. Omo from Lagos with that message there. All right, Omo, thank you for your message. Hi, Sandra. Asking innocently, please, what does Commander-in-Chief mean in this case? I think in this chaotic situation, the president stepped in as Commander-in-Chief to restore order in the country, even if it is outside his constitutional jurisdiction. Okay, Akachi Emela with that message on WhatsApp. We've got another Omo on the line. Omo is in Ladikpo this time. And he says, here, we still spend all the old notes. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, Sanwo-Olu says, if you reject the old notes in Lagos, you will face prosecution. What do you think about that? That story is coming up in a few seconds. Don't go away. Sanwo-Olu says, if you reject old notes in Lagos, you will face prosecution. That's our second story. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and Sanwo-Olu talked to Lagosians on Twitter. He tweeted that Lagos has applied to join the suit against the federal government. He also said that the Supreme Court order stands. Let me read what he said. Quote, when the matter first came up on February 8th, the apex court said the old notes remained legal tender. That position has not changed. Therefore, we hereby warn those rejecting old notes to desist from doing so or face prosecution. It's against the law to reject the old notes. End quote. I hope Shade is listening, because yesterday Shade called to beg Sanwo-Olu to not join others that are doing it. And here we have Sanwo-Olu doing it almost immediately after she called me yesterday. Now, Lagos, first question. Businesses around you, are they accepting the old notes? If you are a business owner, are you accepting the old notes? And I'm going to ask the same question I keep asking about all these orders from all the governors. Is it fair? Excuse me. Right. Is it fair to order businesses and citizens to accept the old notes if you are not able to guarantee in capital letters that the banking sector will accept the notes from them? And what do you think about this big disconnect? Because what the CBN is saying is very different from what the governor is saying. What do you think about the disconnect between the CBN and the governors? Isn't this like mommy and daddy quarreling? 01465-7190. That's for women. Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. And yes, please, talk to me about our first story. For our first story, I had several questions for you. I was asking you what you thought about Mr. President's speech this morning. And I was also asking you what you thought about his decision to let us have the old 200 naira notes. Do you believe that the president admitted to violating the law by ordering the CBN to execute this policy? Will extending the deadline on the 200 naira notes make a difference? And please, I'm using you for research. When you call, please let me know. When you are returning cash to the bank, how many percentage of the cash you return? How much percentage of the cash we returned was 200 naira? How much was 500? How much was 1,000? I don't have that data anyway. If you're a banker, I really want to hear from you. I beg. We've got Jibril Alabi on the line. Hi, Jibril.
Hi, Sandra. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm trying to see why my phone is not loud. Okay, anyways. You know, it's interesting sometimes how we do things sometimes in Nigeria.
Okay.
Like the CBN governor is saying don't take. The governor is saying you'll be prosecuted because it's okay. Now for businesses, okay, that can be said to you and I that just do simple transactions.
Mm.
What do you say of businesses that would really gather lots of accumulate lots of cash,
mm-hmm.
on daily basis, mm-hmm. and those money have to leave them, or it becomes a problem, mm-hmm. and it becomes something that can even bring them trouble, because now the thieves, or you know, the bad guys know this guy is always going to have this much cash, and they know he's been taking it, and they know he's not going to be able to take it to the bank, mm-hmm. on daily basis like he usually do. So honestly, this is <I don't know.
laughs> It's a good thing it's not your problem, Abi, because you've jackpot, you've left us, we're dealing with it.
It's not because of that. I'm honestly worried about the whole thing.
Yeah.
Like, this is, I mean, it's unfair, honestly.
Jabril, thank you very much for calling. All right, 99.3, yeah. Hello.
Hello.
How you doing? What's your name, ma'am?
Yeah.
Welcome to Nengwa.
And I say this money policy is good though.
Okay.
Yes. What do I say today? First, we'll start with today's my birthday, Sandra.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Ooh, yeah. I wish you happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
So if you watch what is happening right now, as in since that money policy, the kidnappers has come to the barest minimum. In fact, have you heard about kidnapping? The thing has stopped.
Okay.
In Boko Haram, we don't even hear all those. It has stopped.
Okay.
Yes, there's still something is coming. Good thing is coming from this policy.
From this policy.
You understand?
Okay.
So, Zamfara State Governor, Kogi State, and Kaduna, and others, in fact, it's almost all the APC governors that are kicking against it. I don't know the reason why they are kicking against it. If they have skeleton in their cupboard, I don't know. So another one is the governor of Lagos State, telling not to be using the money. In fact, he should channel the fight to the CBN or even the bank. Channeling the fight to us doesn't make any sense, because when we collect the money and the bank do not collect it, so what is the need?
Are you going to do?
The money will become a paper in our hands. Tissue paper. So based on the percentage you're talking about, 200, 500 and
1,000.
I think 1,000 for me, 1,000 is bigger.
Okay.
Followed by 500, just 60, 40, 30. That's 1,000 respectively. 1,500, 200. So
$200.
The minimum is 200.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Chinayongwa, for calling. 99.3. Hello. Hello.
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
IK, calling from Agege.
IK, welcome.
Sandra. I want to ask one question. So, well, is he in Lagos?
Yeah. At the moment, I don't know.
Sandra.
Eh?
That man is a joker.
Ah.
Don't... So, who is not in Lagos and is given order? Let him go to the bank and order them to collect the old money.
He can't not now. He's not CBN.
To continue spending the money. Yeah, they are getting the money. So we don't even know who to follow. Is it the order from Somoli? Is it the CBN? Is it Buhari? It does show Nigeria is a little confusion. Yeah, I don't know what to do again.
IK, thank you for calling. 99.3, hello.
Hello, President Sandra.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
Ogochukwu Onyela from Ibadan.
Welcome, Ogochukwu from Ibadan.
Thank you, my dear sister. President Sandra.
Sir.
Somebody called you yesterday and they say you allowed someone to say Nigeria is messed up.
No. Nobody did.
Yeah, you've forgotten. I'm listening to you.
Okay.
Yes. And my question to that person is, is Nigeria not messed up like this?
Okay, please don't call and say Nigeria is messed up. We're not even talking about whether Nigeria is messed up or not. We've got a message here on WhatsApp. The 200 naira notes I deposited was about 10%. I think it will still help a bit. Lately, one doesn't have to hold too much cash. So those 200 naira notes will allow people to have access to cash. All right. Also on WhatsApp, Sanwo-Olu giving prosecution threats on the rejection of old naira notes is just collaborating with the Supreme Court to mislead the people of Lagos. Sam from Canada with that message. King from Ladikpo says, I thought the Lagos State government government adjusted after the president's comment this morning. Have they? I haven't seen the report. We've got Nkechi from Lagos who says, it is Buhari that will obey, not Sanwo-Olu. It's Buhari that we will obey, not Sanwo-Olu. Will Sanwo-Olu fight for us when problem comes? He's protecting his personal interests because their plans have failed. Okay, all right, Nkechi. Thank you for your message. And now from Ikorodu says, up until this moment, BRT ticket guys are still rejecting old notes of 501,000 for the president and the CBN Naira policy. As at this time last year, the VP was sharing cash at marketplaces and all of that stuff. Anyway, let them continue. We will all enjoy the good of this policy last. All right. We've got Isaac from Ikotun who says, by their fruits we shall know them. Okay, no, I can't read that message. Rap from Sunlight Child says, I honestly don't understand what this government holds for us. The confusion is too much. Yes, that's what I should have said. Confusion Oti Oju, not confusion Otilo. What does Otilo mean? Can someone teach me, please? Thank you. Ralph says, the confusion is too much, and I don't know who is in charge at the moment. Banks in Lagos are not taking or giving old notes. Okada and small businesses are taking old notes. Aha, Ralph. Ego says, the Lagos State Governor ordering Lagosians not to refuse but accept the use of 200, 500, and 1,000 in Lagos is an attempt to... I can't read the rest of that message. But thank you very much, Ego. Olakomi Lanre says, has Mr. President not been a beneficiary of corruption in the past? I totally support the position of Governor Sanwo-Olu. Mr. President and Governor of CBN has brought Nigerians to their knees, no thanks to their well-thought and poorly implemented monetary policies. The policies are nothing but flawed. Banks and other business activities are in a state of comatose in a Laro right way. Right away. Okay. All right. Thank you, Olakomi Lanre, for your message. 99.3. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
Sanwo-Olu want you some six people their protest card.
Okay. Stop calling me on the line for women, Victor. If you do it again, Victor, we're going to ban you. We'll find a way to block you so you'll not be able to call us again. Don't call the number for women if you're not a woman. 99.3. Hello. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, ma'am?
Good afternoon. I'm on Nigeria Info.
Yes, you are. You're talking to Sandra. What's your name, sir?
All
what's your name,
right,
ma'am?
Yeah. I'm actually calling from Lagos. Oh. My name is Funke.
Hi, Funke.
I just want to, the policy that someone who said that people should start collecting the new Naira notes is actually good. But will Governor Sanwo-Olu really now order the bank to start accepting it? Because when you have a business and you collect the old Naira notes, the 1,500, 200, and you're not able to deposit it in the bank, will Sanwo-Olu now order the central bank branches to also accept it from people? That is it. I think what Buhari has said, that 200 Naira should be a legal tender for like 2 months. That is okay. You know, if people should follow Sanwo-Olu, I think it's Buhari's order that is higher than Sanwo-Olu's order.
Okay.
Because when you end up collecting those cash and they're not collecting it from the bank, they've already said it's not legal tender. You're on your own. Sanwo-Olu won't come all the way to now start instructing banks to collect your money from you. So you're on your own. You got CBN, except you now go to CBN branches to go and deposit your money there, and they will collect it. They will not change it for you. So it's better that people should just follow what Buhari is saying for now and hopefully pray that maybe they will change their mind.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much. 99.3, hello.
Yes, Sandra, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
Sorry, can I remain anonymous?
That's fine. Welcome. Go ahead.
Thank you. You see, what I'm seeing in Nigeria today is too many sovereignties. If you look at Nigeria and what is happening about currency, you would understand that it's as if everybody now needs head of their own organization. And it's as if there's no president where, you know, Supreme Court decides, governor speaks, president speaks, central bank speaks. The confusion is in the mind of a common Nigerian. So we don't even know where to go. But however, I also see it as a sea finish. It can only be sea finish that president spoke today. The governor of Lagos is saying another thing. The Supreme Court is saying another thing. The central bank is doing another thing. You know, but do you blame them? You wouldn't blame them because at one point or another, they've all used their executive position and judicial position as a rubber stamp. And that is why nobody takes them serious. Because it's just about monetary policy. The president spoke, the governor is speaking today. If only they actually spoke like this when Lekki massacre happened, maybe would have taken them serious today. Anybody who takes better, either the president or even the governor serious, is doing himself. Me, I will find a way to do away with all the old moves. Because well, obviously living under people who don't know their left from their right.
All right,
Anonymous.
Thanks for calling.
99.3.
Hello.
Sandra.
Thanks for calling.
Yes. I think there's some. I think he have already retracted the statement. No, he made the speech yesterday, but after Buhari's speech this morning, he also said today that the citizens should comply with the.
Where did he say it?
This is Nigeria iPhone this afternoon.
Okay.
The 3 o'clock.
The 3 o'clock news. Okay, okay, yes. Okay. All right, I'll take your word for it. We've got TA on the line. Hi, TA.
Hi, Sandra.
How you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Welcome.
I didn't want to call before. I was waiting to see if some people will mention it, but I think the position of the Lagos State has changed. I think the tweet you read just now was the tweet he released yesterday before the president gave his speech.
Mm-hmm.
So immediately, I think after the president gave his speech this morning, the Commissioner of Information, that's Binga Motosho, has come and like they have aligned with what
center.
The president has said.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think maybe if you go to his handle, you will definitely
see
it.
Yeah, I'm looking at Babajide Sanwo-Olu's Twitter handle at the moment, and I'm not seeing a new post.
No, you will see it on Binga Motosho, not Babajide Sanwo-Olu.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think they have aligned with the president's stance. So I think the statement yesterday has been set aside.
Mm.
So, but be that as it may, let's even assume the president did not come out. They are creating a room for lawlessness when they are saying that the people should be collecting and the businesses should be. For example, I have a business, and if anybody brings old notes to my business, I will not collect it, and there is nothing Sanwo-Olu can do. Mm. If he tries to do anything, I'm going to sue him to court, because he cannot tell me that he will give a law that is opposing to what the CBN has said, which is an independent institution. So those governors are just saying their own. If I'm somebody that is working in Lagos and have my business and I'm making money, nobody can bring old notes to me and I will collect it. It's not possible.
Mm.
And as regarding the president's stance, of course, the president's stance is against the Supreme Court's order, which is which is very problematic for the country, because now the president is breaking is going against the order of the Supreme Court according to the law. But in another sense, what Mr. President has come to do today is quite good, because I feel that it's going to ease the tension. I am supporting the president on this policy, only that they are breaking the law, which is very problematic for me also. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, TA, for calling. Now, I'm currently on Gbenga Motosho's Twitter page, and I'm not seeing a rescinding, I'm not seeing a walk back of that command or order from Babajide Sanwo-Olu. In fact, what I'm seeing on Gbenga Motosho's page is a retweet of Babajide Sanwo-Olu. You know what? I'm going to reach out to the newsroom. Let me find out from the newsroom if we carried it at 3 p.m. today. I'm also going to check out the chief press secretary's Twitter and see what they're saying. But in the meantime, let me bring you our final story. Lagos, in Edo State. The government is accusing Adams Oshiomhole of using Naira notes protests to destabilize the state. We heard from the Commissioner for Communications, Chris Nekare. Chris says that Oshiomhole was heard in a viral video on social media, deliberately instigating APC members to go on a rampage and intimidate people in Benin City, destroying government property and bringing anarchy to the country because the government of his party is about to lose the forthcoming general election. I call on security agencies to call Oshiomhole for questioning. He should be interrogated, arrested, and made to account for his movement in Benin City a few days ago. The political party responsible for this policy is the same party that has sent their APC thugs to destroy the billboards of PDP candidates. PDP is not the government at the center. End quote. statement from the Commissioner for Communications, Edo State. It's very interesting to see the tables being turned, you know? Usually, it's the APC accusing other parties of trying to destabilize the country. But now we're hearing the PDP accusing the APC. And again, Lagos, we have to remember, protest is not illegal. It's the other alleged stuff like destruction of property. That one is illegal. So I'm very curious to hear Oshiomhole's reaction to this allegation and whether he'll try to differentiate the legitimate protests from the violence. Nigerians are sharp protesting the policy, but I'm curious to know if you believe that these protests are organic and natural, or if you believe that they're being sponsored and politically motivated. 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. Hello, thanks for calling us.
Good afternoon, ma'am.
Good afternoon, sir.
Thank you for yesterday for encouraging us, because I know already that they are hiring us. One, I support Sanwo-Olu for the first time. And what happened to Nigeria is agony. And they forced me to buy 10 yam, big one, why I don't need it because of old money. Concerning Mr. President, I respect him. He doesn't have any option money. But the 200 naira, he said, we should continue using. Not only that one, even for at least old 500 naira and 1,000 naira own. Concerning the question you asked, whether he infringed in CBN, let me tell you, in this our Nigeria, not least Supreme Court has the authority power. So the president must have to respect it. CBN government must have to respect it. Nobody has absolute power except God. And thank you.
Okay, thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello.
Yeah, President Sandra.
Good to have you on the show, sir.
Good afternoon. This is your senior special advisor.
Welcome. Go ahead.
For me, Supreme Court has been giving some judgment that didn't go well with the people. So let them deal with this man. As a president, President Sandra, you know you get some veto power, right?
Okay.
Hello.
Okay.
Uh-huh. So he's part of the power that the president has. So let them bear with him. After that, February 25th, then we know where we're at. A quick one to our sister, Chinenyemwa. Today is her birthday.
Mm-hmm.
I want to wish her happy birthday, long life and prosperity, good health.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We have 45 seconds before we have to take a break. So let me quickly go to WhatsApp and see. Governor Babaji Sanwo-Olu and other governors who are threatening to prosecute people who reject old naira notes are grandstanding. Will the governors change the money for traders or businesses after they've collected? In seeking re-election, they ought to be careful what they champion. Alex with that message. Alex is in Otta, Ogun State. We've got this one here. Those praising the policy without enough cash in circulation are either self-centered or just being sentimental. How about the physically challenged who cannot do transfer or the olds? This policy has destroyed the economy already. All right. We've got Efelenzo from Ikorodu who says the Lagos State government should arrest himself first because the BRT are rejecting the old 500 and 1,000 naira notes. All right. Kazim from Ejibo says, what the state governors are supposed to do is to advise the citizens to continue to transact among ourselves with the old notes since the new ones are not available, pending the time the case will be concluded in court. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. St. Michael from Isolo says, the president's broadcast today is one heaven of a master stroke. This is a deft move that can only be made by a master strategist. Though it came as a child of circumstance, President Buhari has proven to be that strategist, the man that cannot be defeated. I'm in on this, even if I'm not an admirer or supporter of President Buhari. All right. This message here from Olushoga Ajayi. Spending only 200 naira note is a nice deal and a welcome development because extending the judgment simply means extending our suffering because nothing will change till the next judgment. Me, I don't blame CBN governor because Emefiele did not appoint himself. So blaming him is worthless. The president even said he authorized CBN governor to redesign the naira. Yes, the president, the CBN Act gives the president the right to approve of the design of the naira. Do you understand? design of Naira does not mean that he has to give approval for the monetary policy. You know, lawyers can have their own opinions, and some lawyers misinterpret the law. But what is in the CBN Act is that monetary policy is solely under the purview of the CBN, not the president. The president cannot give approval for monetary policy. There are in fact only three reasons. Oh, wait, hold on. Do I have time to get into this? No, I don't, because it's 4 o'clock. I need to bring you business news. But there are only three instances where the president's approval is needed. That is to choose the CBN account, to approve when they want to change the design of currency. And then there's one more. I'm forgetting it right now. I'm going to remember and I'll share it with you. That's Bring You Business News, Lagos. Don't go away.
It's 4 o'clock.